The house, which had most likely been loved and cared for by the family who'd lived there at one time, had been abandoned long ago. While the structure was shabby and faded, there was evidence that children had once played in the overgrown yard. A bicycle leaned against the peeling siding, a rope swing hung from a large tree, and a little pink bucket, faded from the sun, laid at the foot of a large shrub, which had been left to spread out unattended. I felt a moment of sympathy for the neglected home, with its shuttered windows, cracked walkway, and lawn ravaged by weeds. According to the story I'd been told the previous evening, the family who'd been living in the two-story home with gingerbread trim had disappeared without a trace. Without a trace. I rolled the concept around in my mind. How exactly does one disappear without a trace? The man, woman, and four children who'd once lived in the now dilapidated house had to be somewhere. Unless, of course, the family was dead and buried in an out-of-the-way place, which was an option too gruesome to consider. Although, in the case of this particular family, it seemed as good an explanation as any. When my new friend, Parker Peterson, had told me the story of the missing family over dinner last night, I'd been intrigued. But as I stared at the little pink bucket and tried to imagine the child who'd once played with it, all I could feel was deep and penetrating sorrow. Ainsley, what are you doing all the way over on this side of town? I turned and looked at the dark-haired woman who'd walked up behind me. Hope. I smiled at Hope Masterson, the owner of the local inn who'd started off as a landlord but had become a friend. I didn't hear you approach. I was in the area visiting a friend who's been ill and was on my way back to the inn. I saw you standing here, staring at the old Hamish place, so I thought I'd come over and say hi. You look sad. Are you okay? I'm fine, I assured her. I was just wondering about the family who once lived here. So you've heard the story. I nodded. Parker was hanging out at Josie and Gemma's place last night, and she filled me in. I guess I was curious, so I decided to stop by. I gazed at the boarded-up front door beyond the rotting front porch. The story of the Hamish family is quite the mystery, Hope responded. The fact that the family was clearly preparing to sit down to dinner when they disappeared makes it even creepier in my mind. I guess Parker told you that the Thanksgiving turkey was still sitting on the kitchen counter, waiting to be carved when the neighbor stopped by the following day? I nodded. Parker mentioned that fact and said it looked as if the family had just vanished into thin air. None of the neighbors claimed to have seen or heard a thing. There hadn't been any sign of forced entry or a struggle, and the family's personal possessions, including the family car, were left behind. It is a very odd mystery, Hope agreed. And it's so disturbing. I don't know everything that happened, but I remember Parker diving into the deep end with that story. She was just getting started as a journalist, and I guess she realized that such an interesting story could provide her with her big break. She was frantic to solve the mystery and figure out what exactly happened to the Hamish family. But, like the cops, she never could figure it out. I think she intends to try again. Hope raised a brow. Really? After all this time? Does she have a new lead? I don't think so. I think she just hopes that if she looks at the same leads that she had back then, they might make more sense after 5 years. Hope leaned a hip against the short fence that bordered the front of the home. She paused as if taking a moment to organize her thoughts before she spoke. I remember there were a lot of theories floating around at the time, which I suppose was natural since no one had any answers, and everyone was scared there was a serial killer in town, and their family might be next to go missing.